Chapter 163, Praising the Deceased. 950. Anas radiallahu anhu reported, some companions happened to pass by a funeral procession, bier, and they praised him, the deceased. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, he will certainly enter it. Then they passed by another funeral procession, and they spoke ill of the deceased. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, he will certainly enter it. Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, O Messenger of Allah, what do you mean by he will certainly enter it? He, peace be upon him, replied, you praised the first person, so he will enter Jannah, and you spoke ill of the second person, so he will enter hell. You are Allah's witnesses on earth. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. The remarks of true believers reflect the righteousness and integrity of character. If they bear witness to the purity of a heart of a man, he is sure to go to Jannah. And if they comment on the evil-mindedness of somebody, he is likely to be consigned to hellfire. Indeed, a believer never utters anything out of malice or self-conceit. There are some ahadith which forbid us to speak ill of dead people. This rule applies to the true believers only. The Sharia argument is against it. However, we are allowed to talk about the misdeeds of the infidels and people who commit sins openly, disregarding the Sharia, so that others may abstain from imitating a bad example. 951. Abul Aswad radiallahu anhu reported, I came to Al-Madinah, and while I was sitting beside Umar bin al-Khattab, a funeral procession passed by. The people praised the deceased, and Umar bin al-Khattab said, he will certainly enter it. Then another funeral procession passed by, and the people praised the deceased. Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, he will certainly enter it. A third funeral procession passed by, and the people spoke ill of the deceased. He said, he will certainly enter it. I, Abul Aswad, asked, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, i.e. leader of the believers, what do you mean by he will certainly enter it? He replied, I said the same as was said by the Prophet, peace be upon him. He, peace be upon him, said, if four persons testify the righteousness of a Muslim, Allah will grant him Jannah. We asked, if three persons testify his righteousness, he, peace be upon him, replied, even three. Then we asked, if two, he, peace be upon him, replied, even two. We did not ask him regarding the testimony of one. Al-Bukhari.